Simon was an amazing player. You know, as I was a pass rusher, and obviously so was Simon. And it's so difficult to do that by yourself. You know, if there's one pass rusher out there, they just slide the line to you, bring the backs over. But Simon would attract all the attention and not sneak in. So that worked out really well. Great player, a disruptor that was amazingly consistent. You know, 11 years. I don't think he missed a game in 11 years. Always his best in the fourth quarter and at the end of the season. I think that's one of the reasons he never made it to the Pro Bowl. He always had probably, you know, 6 or 7 sacks in the last 4 games of the season. They had already voted for the Pro Bowl. But a great, great player.
It's amazing. I saw somebody say the other day, hey, Simon Fletcher's not in the Ring of Fame. Honestly, you would have thought he'd have been in there a long time ago, what he's done, what he's meant to the organization. And here I am, a young guy trying to make the football team. I'm doing everything I can. And I remember a lot of the guys I came in the league with, you know, during the summer, they would leave. They would go back to their alma maters and work out and that kind of stuff. And he was there working out, and I'm there grinding every day. And he said, so, man, you're going to make it. And I said, man, I'm trying everything I can. And Simon pulled me aside. He said, no, you never try. He said, speak that you're going to make it. Say you're going to be on this football team. And I never forgot that. I still use that information to this day.
He was as good as there was as far as especially a speed rusher. I mean, people ask me about Von Miller. Have you ever seen anybody like Von? Yeah, well, Simon would run right by people over and over. And if he didn't sack the quarterback, he forced a bad throw. He forced an interception. He'd chase him to me, whatever. But if he'd have been a better tackler, he probably would have had 150 sacks. I mean, he was unbelievable as far as getting back to the quarterback and just disrupting things.
This is, to me, is just one of the first stops for Jason as well. He'll definitely be a Hall of Famer, man. This guy's got all the records in the NFL, made some clutch kicks and different things like this all the time. It's one thing we knew when we lined up for an extra point or a field goal, you know, Jason was money. And as an offense and the team that we had at the time, you know, even though we were high-powered on offense, there were times when Jason Elam was the featured guy on the planet, right? I'll never forget the snow game. Where it's one of the worst blizzards in Colorado history. We're getting to practice or to the bus on tractors and snowmobiles. We're going to Buffalo. We get to Buffalo at like 3 a.m. We have the early game at like 11. And, I remember at the end of the game, Jason knocked that thing through, and it was the best bus ride ever, the most exhausted trip ever. And you know, one thing we could count on was J.E. coming through in the clutch, and I remember being there for his 60-plus yarder, and just all that stuff that this guy did for us was just amazing.
Felix kick, oh. It's a live drive. It's got enough distance. It is 63 yards.
You know what? One of the best professionals I've ever played with. Just one of the best people I've been around in life. Period. Only got to play with him for a short period of time. But, you know, you played with John forever because John, you know, John would embrace you. John would love on you. John would care about you. John did whatever it took as a teammate to make sure you were better. And that's the type of guy that, you know, I love getting that moment with him at the end of my career. And I would tell guys, I said, listen, if you want to learn how to last in this industry, watch that guy. And, of course, he was ferocious. He would hit everybody moving. He hit Al Wilson so hard. He's killing anybody moving toward that ball. John was taking him out. And I said, man, you know what? I couldn't play with Lynch on defense because he would hit you more than the offense would. And that's just the way he was, the way he played. He made you game plan for him. You know, you see John at free safety one play. Next thing you know, you see him at linebacker. Next thing you know, you see him at defensive end. And he was just one of those special people that could just go out there and make anything. He was disruptive. When it comes to offenses and flow, John Lynch was disruptive, and that name, you know, when they call you just by your last name, you know you've done something special, and they say, hey, man, you know, Lynch is on the other team. Then you knew exactly who they were talking about.